Yesterday, Sharaji explained about sati. By explaining sati, it is necessary also to mention appamada. Only then it will be complete. By explaining appamada, it will only be sufficient when pamada is also explained. So today, Sharaji will explain what is pamada and what is appamada. Sharaji will explain the main meaning of pamada and appamada, and Sharaji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspect as guided by the late Venerable Mahasi Sharaji. Most of the people who are in this Dhamma are familiar with the word pamada, and also they are familiar with the word appamada. Just as they are familiar with the word pamada and appamada, they also need to understand the meaning. Pamada can be simply translated as forgetfulness, and it is negligence. When pamada is said to be forgetfulness, it does not mean that it is the kind of forgetfulness when one is drunk or when one is addicted by some kind of illness. But it means negligence to perform good deeds that are beneficial, negligence to refrain from bad deeds that are not beneficial. So negligence to refrain from things that should be refrained from, negligence to perform things that should be performed, it is the main meaning. Having negligence, one will fail to refrain from things that should be refrained from, and one fails to perform things that should be performed. When one fails to do such things, it means that one is not vigilant, or one is not heedful, and it is called pamada. Appamada is the opposite of pamada. Pamada means forgetfulness. Appamada means non-forgetfulness. Pamada is failure, and appamada is non-failure. It can also mean vigilance and heedful. So these are the meanings of appamada. So in the text, it's mentioned the characteristic of pamada. It is said as citta vasaka lakkhano pamado, meaning that having pamada, one lets one's mind go freely without any control with mindfulness. Rather than controlling oneself, rather than refraining oneself, one lets one mind go freely. It's called pamada. And appamada, having appamada, one has good control with mindfulness so that one's mind does not go onto wrongful things. So it is said that sakkaccha, It means that one practices respectfully so that the mind does not go onto wrongful things, and the mind will go onto good things. So in this way, one controls one mind so that the mind will not go onto wrongful things. One controls respectfully. One practices respectfully so that the mind will not go onto bad things. Instead, the mind will go onto good things, and it is called appamada. Buddha usually explained by showing the contrast. For example, between black and white, between ugly and beautiful. If black color is left alone, it may not be so obvious, but when it is compared with white, the black color becomes more obvious that it is black. And also the white color, it may not seem so white if it is left alone, but when the white color is compared to black, it will be more obvious that it is white. In the same way, if there are two persons, the ugly and the beautiful, if the ugly one is by himself, herself, the ugliness will not be prominent. But when the ugly person is compared to a beautiful one, the ugliness will be obvious. In the same way, when a beautiful person is left alone, it is not so obvious, but when this beautiful person is compared to the ugly person, the beauty will be more obvious. So just like in the example, when one compares pamada with appamada, then their qualities will be more obvious. So, to compare profit and loss, pamada can cause loss in one's life. If there is pamada, one is following the path that leads to loss. And appamada is the path to profit. As a human being, it is very important that one does not lose in life. It is important that one's life should be uplifted. So one should have patisankhana bala, power of prudence, so that one does not lose in life, but instead will profit. Before one acts by body, speech, and mind, one should have reflection, one should have prudence, whether or not it is beneficial. If one does not have prudence, power of reasoning, then one will walk on the path of pamada and there will be loss. One will lose. By having prudence, by having power of reasoning, there will be appamada, and one can gain profit. Pamada can be of two. The first one is pamada, concerning with worldly matters. And the second is pamada, concerning with wholesome deeds. In worldly matters, if one puts something, and after one gets up, one forgets. And forgetting things, one will lose it. So when one is traveling, some forget their personal belongings on the car, on the bus, or plane, and it is not easy to get back one's belonging if one forgets it on the vehicle. So this is the way pamada can be concerning with worldly matters. So if one is negligent a little bit, then there will be a little loss that is not great. But if one is negligent much, then there will be much loss. And also, when one is doing business, and if one is negligent, then one will be losing profit. In the same way, if one is negligent to perform good deeds, such as dana, giving, sila, morality, and bhavana, mental development practice, then one will be losing dhamma profit. Only if one can accumulate wholesome deeds, then one's body, speech, and mind will be pure, clean, and gentle. And one can gain desirable profits amazingly. But if one is negligent in performing wholesome deeds, then one will be losing. There will only be loss. Appamada arises when there is pati hariya panya, prudence or power of reflection, in order to refrain from unbeneficial things and to perform beneficial things. Pamada arises when one lacks patihariya panya, prudence or power of reasoning. What is beneficial, what is not beneficial. Patihariya panya is the prudence, power of prudence or reasoning. And this patihariya panya is the two sadaka sambajanya and sapaya sambajanya, among the four kinds of sambajanya. So patihariya panya is taken as sadaka sambajanya and sapaya sambajanya, understanding what is beneficial, what is not beneficial, understanding what is suitable and what is not suitable. A person who has these two sambajanyas, they have power of prudence, power of reasoning, understanding what is beneficial or not, what is suitable or not, and will be able to refrain from things that are unbeneficial. So just like one has to avoid unsuitable food, in the same way, one needs to avoid doing things that are not beneficial. Even though some kind of work is beneficial, but if it is not suitable, one should avoid from doing it. So one should only do things that are both beneficial and suitable. Before one does things, before one speaks, before one thinks, one should reflect on it whether or not it is beneficial or suitable. And this kind of knowledge is called nepaka panya, knowledge that is matured. When one has power of prudence and power of reasoning, and later on it will become mature and it will become nepaka panya, knowledge that is mature. Having nepaka panya, one has the knowledge to refrain from unbeneficial things, and one can perform things that are beneficial. And having patihariya panya, having nepaka panya, one will have appamada. Without these knowledges, there will be pamada, negligence, failure, and heedlessness. Not having power of prudence, one will not be able to reflect whether something is beneficial or not, whether something is suitable or not. And people are having greed, their selfishness becomes strong. One gives priority to one's benefit only. And if others ruin one's things, then they have aversion onto the others. And it's koda, they have aversion towards them. And also, one will have aversion, anger. It becomes extreme. And there will be upanaha. They will hold grudge onto others. So people are overwhelmed by these extremes of greed, hatred, and so on. And they hold a grudge. They have grudge that if I have opportunity, I will teach him a lesson, I will hurt him, and so on. I will get rid of him, and so on. And makkha means destroying gratitude, saying things that will ruin others' reputation and virtue, ruining gratitude. It is called makkha. And palasa means one makes it equal, one pretends that one is equal to others who are actually higher than the person. And also, if others are more well-off, well-to-do, more well-to-do than the person, they have isa, envy. And when one does not want to share one's things with others, there will be jealousy. And by entertaining such mental states, one commits wrongdoings. If one does not have the courage to refrain from wrongful things, and if one does not have the courage to admit one's wrongdoing, it will be maya, hiding one's weakness and wrongdoings. And at times, one pretends to have the qualities and the virtues that one really does not possess. It is called satya, pretending oneself to possess the virtue even though one does not have it. And when dealing with others, they are not gentle. It is called tamba, not being gentle but crude. Saramba means wanting to bully others. Onati, meaning having conceit. Having conceit when one is better off than the others, and it becomes extreme. When conceit becomes extreme, it is called adimana. Based on one's good circumstances, one can become intoxicated. In these good circumstances, if one has good education, business, and so on, one becomes intoxicated in it. When one becomes intoxicated to an extreme on good circumstances one is meeting, then there will be madness, and one can become ruthless, and one will be committing many unwholesome things, and it is very inferior and degrading. Having these mental states, it is called madha, being intoxicated. But people think that one becomes intoxicated only when one drinks. But actually, intoxication can be in many other forms. So Sarah G gives an example. If one is addicted to drugs, morphine and so on, they become addicted and later on become intoxicated. And their mind is not normal. They are mentally unstable. And they can be called mad person. When they have this madness or craziness, they commit cruel things. They do things that are ruthless. And the teachers in the past have mentioned 8 kinds of omadaka, 8 kinds of mad person, crazy person. Even though Buddha did not count these madnesses, but if you count them, it comes up to 8 kinds of madness. The first one is kamomadaka, madness with sensual desire. When one has greed, extreme greed, when one is selfish, one only thinks about one's desire, it has become extreme, extremely selfish, and it is called kamomadaka. being met with sensual desire. Having this kind of madness, they cannot be content with what they have. So they commit misconduct, sexual misconduct with women who are under guardianship of others. And some people, they have affairs with other people's wife, and also wives who has a spouse commit sexual misconduct with other people's husband and so on. So it shows that there is extreme greed here, and they are said to be kamomataka, meaning they are mad, they are crazy with sensual desire. And the second one is kodomataka. It is said that kodomatako dosavasan gato. When one is selfish for oneself or one's own group, one is intoxicated to one's belongings, one's benefit. Being intoxicated in one's own benefit, one does not want the benefit of others. One cannot bear the sight of others' benefits. And if others do something then they react not having forgiveness, not making any sacrifices, not having any compassion towards others. They end up having aversion, cruelty, and it becomes extreme. When one indulges in this extreme of aversion, hatred, one becomes kodomataka, one becomes mad or crazy with aversion. The third one is detomataka. Detomataka vipanlasa vasangato. There exists mind and matter. There are only two things, materiality and mentality. If one does not know that there is only materiality and mentality, they believe in jiva atta, individual soul, which does not really exist. Not knowing the truth, they believe in things that really doesn't exist. Not being mindful at the moment the object arises, then the mind is deviated, perverted, there will be perversion, and they come to have the wrong view of jiva atta, individual soul. They believe that individual soul is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. They believe that seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching are done by jiva atta, individual soul. Entertaining such wrong view, one becomes detomataka, mad or crazy with wrong view. They also believe that jiva atta, individual soul, is controlled by the Mahabrahma, the Supreme Soul. And they believe that jiva atta is the part of Mahabrahma, the Supreme Soul. And they have this belief that Mahabrahma, the Supreme Soul, is the one that knows everything that should be known, They believe that there is only one Mahabrahma, and they believe that Mahabrahma is neither happy or suffering. They believe that Mahabrahma has no definite shape or form, and they take that Mahabrahma is controlling, governing Jiva Atta, the individual soul. What really exists is Nama and Rupa, mentality and materiality. And these mentality and materiality are arising as cause and effect. And these mentality, materiality arise due to their relevant cause. For example, because there is the eye and the object to be seen, here a seeing consciousness takes place. So seeing consciousness, the eye base and the visible object, they are arising as cause and effect. The eyes and the visible object are the cause, and seeing consciousness is the effect. By being mindful, one understands cause and effect. If one does not know cause and effect by being mindful, then one believes in Creator. One believes that Creator is creating the person to see things and so on. So believing in Creator, some people do sacrifice in order to please their Creator. Not knowing that things are arising as cause and effect, they believe in things that does not really exist. So their mind is being deviated, their mind is being perverted, they are having perversion. Having perversion, they become detomataka, mad or crazy with wrong view. And the fourth one is mohomataka, being mad or crazy with delusion. Not knowing that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. Not knowing it, they only believe in the present life. And they believe that there is nothing after death. There will be nothing more after death. In this way, they do not believe in good and bad deeds and good and bad results of these deeds. Having such delusion, not knowing good and bad deeds, good and bad results, one becomes mohomataka, one becomes mad, crazy with delusion. The fifth one is yakho madaka. There exist spirits that cannot be seen by the human eye. So these can give trouble and if the person commits bad things, then these bad spirits, bad devas, can give trouble. And some are possessed by these evil spirits, and one become mad or crazy by possession of these bad devas, bad spirit. And one loses control of one's body, speech, and mind. The sixth one is petomataka, madness, craziness due to disorder, organic disorder in the body. Usually, when one has extreme greed, extreme aversion, extreme delusion, such kind of people's blood becomes impure. The blood that is circulating in the person becomes impure, and one has organic disorder, and one becomes mad. By taking fresh air, suitable food, keeping one's body in moderate temperature, by practicing the Dhamma, one will have good circulation, blood circulation in the body, and one's organs will be functioning properly, and thus one will be healthy. If one has extreme greed, hatred, and delusion, one's organs will not function properly, and one will become peto madaka, a mad person. Suro madaka means madness, craziness, by being intoxicated with alcohol, drugs, cocaine, crack, and so on. So when one uses such kind of intoxicants, when they are high, they feel elated. And also, if they don't get these intoxicants, they do bad things, and they do things that are ruthless, cruel, killing, stealing, and so on. So such kind of madness is called suro madaka, madness, craziness, being intoxicated by alcohol, drugs, cocaine, and so on. And nowadays, Saraji says there are a lot of people who are mad in this way. The eighth one is Vyasana Madaka. Vyasana means loss. When one loses one's health, one feels sad. And if someone has kind of illness that cannot be cured, if someone has incurable illness, then one has a lot of grief. And if one loses family members or one's business, then one also suffers from sorrow and grief. And one cannot control one's grief, and thus one becomes mad with grief. And it is called Vyasana Madaka. So in the text, it is said generally as omadakahi putojana, meaning that people who have thick layers of defilements, people who have extreme forms of defilements are mad, they are crazy. So long as one cannot reduce these defilements by practicing Sila Samadhi Panya, one is still a putojana, a person who has thick layers or thick defilements, and one is a mad person. By indulging in these defilements, people have madness. One should practice Sila Samadhi Panya in order to overcome gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, which are the cause of madness. By practicing sila, one can overcome gross defilements. By practicing samadhi, concentration, one can overcome medium defilements that can arise in the mind. By practicing panya, wisdom, one can overcome refined form of defilements. By reducing these defilements, madness will also be reduced. And when one becomes a sotapanna, the stream enterer, one will no longer be a mad, crazy person. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is to remove kilesa defilements so that one is curing one's madness. So by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can cure the madness. And Saraji will continue to explain Pamada and Apamada tomorrow.